Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, and welcome to episode 15 of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. This podcast is the commentary track for the content that I post daily at bigyellowsticky.com. This is the fifth year that I've been writing motivational thoughts, inspirational concepts on 3x3 yellow sticky notes in Sharpie marker by hand, by myself, and posting them on the website. I started, this is the fifth year. 2019 is the fifth year of Big Yellow Sticky, and I thought I'd do something new this year by creating this podcast that adds a little bit of the thought behind the content I've been posting. It's whatever ideas may have been going through my head, whatever challenges I may have been facing that caused me to think those thoughts or write that message to myself to push myself to try a little harder and go a little further. And I've been really happy to find out that a lot of the people who read BigYellowSticky.com have identified with a lot of the same messages that I favorited myself, because we just happened to be going through the same thing at the same time, and that message spoke to both of us. So I'm glad to put that information out there into the world. And I thought I would add the podcast this year to give you a little more insight behind that message. Today's sticky note for January 15th, 2019 is titled Project Progress. And the text on the sticky note reads, "What project did you make progress on today? What project did you make progress on today?" You likely didn't get every project on your to-do list completed within the last 24 hours. You may not have even completed a single project during today's business hours. But hopefully, you made at least a little bit of progress on at least one of your important projects during the last 12 to 24 hours. You didn't even need to make a ton of progress on a chosen project, though that would be awesome. All you needed to do was push a few more inches forward toward your goal. When we're in the zone, productivity can skyrocket. Time flies by, and when you look up at the clock, you can't believe how much you accomplished. On the other hand, some days it feels like time just creeps by in slow motion. You're chained to a train that's pulling you further and further away from your intended goals. But that doesn't mean you get permission to slack off. You'll feel better if you roll up your sleeves and fight your way through it. Face forward, put your head down, and slog through the swamp that's slowing you down. I find it helpful to give myself micro goals to accomplish before I'll let myself take a break or give up for the day. Why don't you try it? Promise yourself that you'll write one more paragraph, or you'll write one more page. Tell yourself you can quit after you call and pitch just one more customer. Kick your own butt until you do the work that allows you to check just one more box off on your task list. And then go out and do it again tomorrow. This has been Don the Idea Guy. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to get a free daily email alert about the new content posted at BigYellowSticky.com, visit the website and click the Get Sticky button. That'll allow you to type in your name and your email address. And every day when I post new content, you will automatically get an email sent to your inbox that contains a graphic of the Big Yellow Sticky Note and a link out to the latest podcast episode, just like this one. So you can be sure you won't miss an episode. If you'd like to know more about me and the projects I'm working on and the progress I'm making on them, you can visit dontheideaguy.com and sign up for my free email list there as well. It's called Ideas for You. And while it's not a daily email, well, once or twice a month, I'll send you out a message that includes a couple extra creative thoughts, maybe some tips and tricks to improve your innovation quotient, and maybe I'll share a tool or two that I have found helpful to keep in my utility belt for creativity. That's it for this episode. I'll be back here again tomorrow with another one, and I hope to see you then. Bye.